Well, hold it. Stop the dial right there. You've reached the 100-watt wonder, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carborough.
Which side is working for you?
You're listening to WCOMLP-FM, Chapel Hill, Carborough. 103.5 FM on your radio dial. The West End Report, Friday Focus on the Arts with Jackie Helby, is coming up next. WCOM and the West End Report are grateful for the support of Community Realty, located at 201 North Greensboro Street, Carborough 27510. To learn more about their real estate services, you can visit www.communityrealty.com or call 919-932-1990. That number again, 919-932-1990. First, the weekend weather. Temperature now is about 92. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And the whole weekend has a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Be mostly sunny to partly sunny. Saturday, hotter with the highs around 100. Sunday, hot with highs in the mid-90s. Overnight, both nights in the lower 70s. Okay, here we are with Jackie.
Hello, everybody. We've got Lulu Royster as our special guest tonight. We're going to be talking to her in a few minutes about all of the stuff she's up to. Some of you may know Lulu as her alter ego, otherwise known as Mother Goose. Can you say hello, Mother Goose?
Well, hello there. I'm so happy to be here today.
And we are happy to have you. And we will get back to you in just a moment. But I'm going to tell you what's going on around town, starting with the Art Center. I get all this information from their websites. And the Art Center is located at 300 East Main Street, artcenterlive.org. On Friday and Saturday, beginning at 8:30, is Coastal Cohorts, Simpson, Dixon, and Juan doing King Mackerel songs and more. Don Dixon, Bland Simpson, and Jim Juan, or Wan maybe, conjure up Flatboat Fever and Saucy Breezes, Turning Tides and Catfish, fries in their songs and their stories of the Carolina coast. And then tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Art Center is Jack and the Beanstalk. That's a kids program. And fall registration is now open. Sign up now before all the classes are filled. The art at the Art Center this month is Brushes with Life, Art, Artist, and Mental Illness. This is a patient art gallery located on the third floor of the UNC Neurosciences Hospital. The Brushes with Life art gallery is being featured in the center gallery at the Art Center with a show in the East End Gallery entitled In Memoriam, spit it out there, A Life in Art, Ramel Moore. At the Carborough Century Center, 100 North Greensboro Street, Town of Carborough, .org. Saturday from 7 to 9 is the American Film Series, Mark Twain's America. Real life adventures growing up in a country bustling its britches with innovation and drive. All aboard a steam hissing locomotive and clacking paddle boat headed down the Mississippi River. Journey into America's past. And also the second feature is Living Historians of the Battleship North Carolina. Watch ordinary people become extraordinary recreators of history. Enjoy thrilling on-deck footage from the biggest fireworks display in North Carolina. And that is tomorrow night from 7 to 9 in Century Hall. The art at the Century Center is The Art of Open Studio, paintings by Judy Abrams, Peg Bockenheimer, Judy Bauman, Linda Carmel, Rietta Cooper, Larry LeBlanc, Carolyn Peel, Sabrina Simon, Vivian Womack, and David C. Taylor from the Carborough Art Center Open Studio Painting Group. This exhibit will be up through September. At Carborough Town Hall, the art is Korean calligrapher K. Nam and paintings by Joan Elsie. At Cat's Cradle at 300 East Main Street, catscradle.com, Tonight at 9 p.m. is the Pie Tasters CD release show for the Pie Tasters' new album, All Day. Also, the Slackers, Steadfast United, and Antagonizers. Tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. is the Schooner CD release party. Also, Erie Choir, The Strugglers, North Elementary, and Wes Phillips. At DSI Comedy Theater at Carmel, DSIComedyTheater.com, tonight at 9:30 is Mr. Diplomat, and tomorrow at 5 is Sports Comedy for Kids, and at 7:30 is Comedy Sports. I think I said that wrong. I said Sports Comedy. It should be Comedy Sports. At McDougall Schools, Into the Future, an exhibit by young artists, curated by Alex O'Connor, through October 21st. This exhibition is a collaboration between the Carrboro Branch Library's Arts Program and the After School Immersion Program at the Arts Center in Carrboro. Young artists created art based on the theme transportation, past, present, and future. At NC Crafts Gallery at 212 East Main Street, nccraftsgallery.com, new ceramic works by local potter John Savara. And at Nested, 118 East Main Street, nestedhome.com, is Carolyn Nelson, Stitched Abstractions. These are framed textile pieces. At Open Eye Cafe at 101 South Greensboro Street, openeyecafe.com, the art this month is Debbie Harris. And tonight at 8 p.m. is Oscar Begat. Tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Saturday is Loose Mood. And we know Loose Mood. Do you know who that is? That's Gary Duncan. Gary Duncan.
Oh, my goodness. He's on my 3-CD set of music.
Yes, he is. And he's also playing at Open Eye Saturday night. So he's good. That's a good group. I've heard them several times. At Paget Station, 401 East Main Street, pagetstation.com, is photographer Tim Vanderwert. At Panzanella at Carmel, panzanella.com, we have paintings by Eduardo La Patina. And at Wutini at Carmel, boy, everything's at Carmel, 200 North Greensboro Street, wutini.com, Richmond artists Jeremy Boyd, Rob Choi, Ben Yolton, and James Callahan. And on Sunday, Weaver Street Market Jazz on the Lawn, weaverstreetmarket.com. From 11 till 1, we have the Richard Tazewell Quartet, Progressive Jazz and Caribbean Music. I think he's the guy that's lining up the teen stage this year over at Fitch Lumber for the music festival, I think. The 10th Annual Carrboro Music Festival, speaking of which, is September 30th, beginning at 1 p.m., all kinds of music, all over town, all for free. Go to CarrboroMusicFestival.com for more information. Carrboro Recreation and Parks and Open Eye offer Poets Open Mic Night the first Tuesday of each month. While you enjoy a cup of coffee, you can listen to local poets or read from your works. For more information, call 918-7364. The Carrboro Art Committee is in search of a new Carrboro Poet Laureate. The deadline is September 15th. The Poet Laureate will be introduced and will read their selected poem at the West End Poetry Weekend on October 13th and 14th. And I just found out that's going to be at the Century Center up in Century Hall this year, rather than Open Eye. The Carrboro Film Festival, November 18th from 2 to 7 p.m. Orange County residents, make a movie. The early submissions deadline is August 30th, and the final deadline is September 20th. El Pueblo needs 500 volunteers for La Fiesta del Pueblo on September 8th and 9th, 2007, at the NC State Fairgrounds. For more information and to sign up, go to elpueblo.org. In October and November 2007, the Carrboro Art Committee will host Emma's Kids Art Exhibit and Sale, featuring art from Glenn Donald Meyerton, South Africa, at the Carrboro Town Hall and Century Center. All proceeds will go directly to Emma Vandermeer to help maintain her home for children with AIDS. And that's kind of funny that we're talking about that, because you have a great big project, Lulu, that you're doing that has to do with, not with AIDS, but with kids with cancer. Oh, one more thing. Hang on. Oh. And you did it in big print, and I still didn't see it. One more announcement. Weaver Street Market After Hours on Thursday, August 30th at 6 p.m. on the lawn at Weaver Street Market in Carrboro, one of Carrboro's hottest events. Yeah, whether we want it to be or not, right? The 100-degree weather. Hundreds of people gather to picnic under the oaks. Favorite local bands create an intimate musical show in the heart of the crowd, while local nonprofit groups grill food for sale on the lawn as a fundraising event. Relax, watch the sunset, and meet friends. Come to After Hours. And is this the one I was... No, this is Thursday, right?
This is Thursday. Right? WCOM is grilling.
Oh, okay, good.
That's why I want you to read it.
Okay, grilling out is WCOM. Sign up now to grill for the cause. We have two shifts available from 4:30 to...
That's enough.
Okay. But you email counselorscafe@nc.rr.com if you'd like to volunteer. Thank you for reminding me about that. Okay, now we'll get into Lulu's stuff. Lulu is actually her given name is Laura Janelle Royster, but everybody knows her as Lulu. And she's here tonight to talk about an exciting project that she's been working on for a long time. And it's called I Feel Better With Music. It's a great project, Lulu. Tell us a little bit about it.
Tell us why
you decided to do it and what you hope to accomplish and blah, blah, blah.
All right. Well, I'll start from the beginning. I knew a child, he was preschool age, who had cancer. And I went to find music or books or videos or anything that could help him through psychologically through his bad time.
Right.
And there wasn't anything out there. What they had was very little and not well developed.
Uh-huh.
And they're still, at this point in time, that was 14 years ago.
Good Lord.
Mm-hmm, he's 16 now. And it really hasn't changed that much. In the last 16 years.
That's unbelievable, you know?
Well, a lot of the research, time and efforts, monies, goes for adult cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And preschoolers, because they're hard to deal with, and you always need to deal with the parents as well,
mm-hmm.
they've been overlooked quite frequently. So I decided to do something then, and I started immediately. I was working on my doctorate in New York at NYU in educational theater,
mm-hmm.
and I had been using Mother Goose as a character for educational theater, so I could teach almost anything with Mother Goose.
Right.
So I got the idea then with my little godchild, Daniel McAndrew is his name. He lives in New York today, and I started making up portions of scripts and characters to help him through losing his hair and other side effects of chemotherapy and radiology treatment
right.
with cancer. So I worked on that, and I started my doctoral dissertation in New York, and I transferred home to Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'm going to do this now here at UNC in my doctoral program.
Right.
And it's funny that you mentioned Gary Duncan, because he is on my committee.
Right.
And he also has music. So I asked for a lot of help.
Mm-hmm.
It's my doctoral dissertation, and I really wanted to develop it fully so it would be effective for the children.
Right.
So I put together a curricular program with Mother Goose Teaching with three musical CDs with mostly local artists working in tandem with me to get the content that I needed to help preschoolers feel better with music. So the music is teaching through content and also teaching how to use the music. So a lot of the music was developed just to calm down. And some of the songs, the titles reflect that. Todd Lovett, who is also the producer, he and his whole family have been my angels as well. Learn to Calm Down is the name of his song, which is classically based.
Hmm.
And it starts off with the heartbeat of a child when they are very highly excited. And the rhythm slowly, through a 7 to 9 minute song, slowly, slowly slows down to the heartbeat of a child when they're completely relaxed, or the average heartbeat.
Right.
So it's been a lot of experimental music being used in the program. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience. So I've got three CDs. One is educational. One is all classic. It's actually called Classic All because it's classically based. And then the relaxation CD. And I have a five-hour program where I teach the children how to use the music. I also, to reflect what we do in the curriculum, I have I Feel Better With Music, which is a book. And I used Lisa Gaither, who is a fantastic visual artist. She's really well known at this point in time for doing the, she just painted an underwater scene in the pediatric OR over at Duke Hospital.
Oh, wow.
She's amazing. She has her own company and all of that. She is called the Art Department for Lisa Gaither. But she illustrated beautifully. We worked together in reflecting the curriculum exactly as we go through important bits of curricula. She reflected that in the book. Also, besides the storyline with the characters that also join me in my curricular program, I have Itsy Bitsy Spider, who has cancer. And Itsy Bitsy used to be a hairy spider and lost all its hair in chemotherapy. So we have puppets, and I have Little Bear, which reflects the healthy child.
Uh-huh.
And Little Bear, we have a lot of fun with Little Bear. So Little Bear and Mother Goose are the two main characters, and then Itsy Bitsy comes in. Of course, Mother Goose's goose, Gwenny Blossom. Well, her real name is Ruby Begonia Gwenny Blossom Guinevere Goose. And
that's a long name.
That's why we call her Gwenny Blossom.
That's the actual goose, right?
That's my goose puppet.
Goose. Mm-hmm.
So Lisa really captured, just from me telling her, explaining to her what I would be doing, showing her my dress and letting her listen to the music. She really captured all of the curriculum, the important curriculum items. But mm-hmm. also in the book is reflected verse from the songs that were written.
Right.
To improve the point. So for instance, when you see Little Bear can't go to sleep because he's very hyper. And that can oftentimes be because of drugs or because of upset, and or because any normal healthy preschooler, if you're a mom, will know that sometimes they just don't want to go to bed.
Right.
So the verses that are chosen from the songs that would reflect that part of the curriculum to help them choose their music and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
All the relaxation, lullaby music.
Now, what age kids are you talking about?
I'm working specifically with preschool children from 3 to 5 with cancer.
Oh, wow.
And in fact, I've just finished the pilot study. I'm looking for 2 more children. If anyone is interested in participating in my research project, it is at UNC Hospital
mm-hmm.
in the Gravely Building. And free,
so,
I pay for free parking, free valet parking.
And this, you're looking for 3 to 5-year-olds who have cancer.
Who have cancer, who would be interested in doing the I Feel Better With Music program. It's 5 hours.
Well, it's a great program. I hope you are able to find the kids to do it. The study went really well, right?
The pilot study mm-hmm. went very, very well. So I'm very excited and looking forward to finishing it with I Need 2 More Children.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me a little bit about, I know that you had like Debbie's dad who was Jim Meyer, who played the saw. Was it the saw? Is
he
it the
did
saw?
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star on the saw.
Uh-huh.
And it was also, additionally, there was music added, background music from the producer who did keep some keyboard items just uh-huh. to sparkle it up a little here and there.
Right. That's so cool.
It's wonderful. Yes, Debbie Meyer's dad, he came from Chicago, brought his saw so we could record it.
I can't believe
it's amazing.
Did that. And let's see, tell us some more of the artists who helped you out with this, because I bet there's some, the musical artist, I bet there's some names that people will recognize.
No. Well, first, let me finish the, besides Lisa Gaither working
okay,
on
Okay, I'll
the,
let you finish.
Thank you. Besides Lisa Gaither, the artist who did the illustration on the book,
uh-huh.
B. Holroyd, Elizabeth B., we call her.
Uh-huh.
She was the publication specialist and helped me quite a bit. She also wrote a song as well.
Oh, that's so cool.
Her husband, Forrest Covington, is a composer and uh-huh. At least 7 of the songs on the I Feel Better With Music Classical is classically based, and he is the composer for that.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And then I had Miss Tanya Henderson, and she has been my amazing graphic artist who puts the whole book together.
The book looks so great. It really is.
The paintings developed for the book were in different sizes, so sometimes depending on the... We're just getting ready to come out with the hardcover, which is a tall... Yeah, you know the size. It's the tall, thin one.
Right.
And so we had to rearrange the paintings graphically in order to fit the... through Lulu Press, which is a free or self-publishing press.
Right, lulu.com. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so for the music locally, I do have Gary Duncan. He donated two songs, and that's on the classical. I've got the Fairy Song and the Motor Song, which is a fun one, too. Also, amazing John Saylor, who is all over Carrboro, always in the music festival and all of that. He wrote two songs. He wrote a new version of the ABC song that the children just love.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's amazing. Todd Lovett, who was the producer, did a lot of music. I also have some diversity from Greensboro, Billy Two Rivers. He did Indian flute and percussion. I have Trey Batson, who is the music therapist over at Duke. And he donated six songs for the project. And he's amazing. Actually, he's going to be coming up in the, if I may plug myself. There's three upcoming events that I will be performing as Mother Goose with I Feel Better with Music. And one is Rock Against Cancer. That's September 8th on a Saturday evening at Southern Village. And so it's going to be Mother Goose and Friends, a lot of the artists from the CD. And from the book, we'll be there, and we're going to blow bubbles and sing and dance and have a... We're also going to do some sound cradle therapy, which Dr. Duncan taught me and lets me use his sound cradle. We're going to do some sound cradle music therapy
sessions.
That's
a neat thing. He made me lay down in it one time, and I was afraid I wouldn't be able to get back up out of it.
It's wonderful. He provided me with the two-week teaching program so I could learn how to do it and use it for this project.
Have you ever seen what's it called, a sound cradle?
A sound cradle.
It's like, it's almost like a rope. It looks like a rowboat or something, you know.
It looks like a cradle,
but
and
it's
it actually
adult
cradles
size.
And there's two little windows, little kidney shaped windows, so you can hear the strings through it. It's marvelous. So I do have, I'll have Dr. Duncan there, for instance, at Rock Against Cancer, and Trey Batson, and John Saylor, and more. Also, Allison Cohn, Tommy Edwards from, what is it, Bluegrass Experience, wrote my bubble song, which the kids really love, which is Put Your Troubles in Your Bubbles and Let Them Float Away.
Oh, that's so cute.
And Allison Cohn, who plays with him over at... Is it the Dockside over in Carrboro?
Out at Cole Park.
Cole Park Plaza.
They're out there once a month.
I don't know what they call themselves. It's a trio. It's Allison Cohn, Rick on the banjo, and Tommy Edwards on the guitar and singing. So they will be there also at the Rock Against Cancer concert. And let's see, who else have I got? Forrest Covington. Oh, Laura Ziatz, who is new in town. She worked with the Merle Fest for years. She wrote one of my favorite songs. It's Thank You, Sweet Darling, which teaches manners and working with you know, different kinds of people that you are just meeting if you're a child.
Right.
And you're not feeling well. I have Jonathan Bird, who's famous around here, or infamous, I'm not sure which Jonathan. He's marvelous.
Audrey's a big fan. Audrey's played his music
Our
show before.
He wrote The Friend Game for me, and then he donated another song. I also have Paul Carr and Carolyn Mabry and Valerie Wood. They'll be out there for the Rock Against Cancer.
Ton of people coming, huh?
I do. They're just wonderful. And Mike Walters, I have to tell you, he just left. His wife got a... She was in the School of Medicine, and she just graduated. She went to Johns Hopkins, so they just moved away.
Is that Mike that does the Friday night things?
No, Mike Walters, he did...
Who am I thinking of?
He makes instruments out of things that were not instruments.
Oh, really?
For Devo, he just made a big piano-looking, guitar-strapping-looking item with electronic sounds.
Wow.
He's famous nationally for his things. So he made for our anger management, a blue boing, which is made out of an alarm clock.
Uh-huh.
And you can play it with your fingers and it lights up and makes all these electronic sounds that sound really angst or anxiety ridden, like So, and that's part of our anger management program in the curriculum. So we have all these different musicians locally that are just amazing.
Well, I find it amazing that you were able to get all of this done, to get all of the people to, you know what I mean, to just compile it all.
They're all my angels. I thank them all. I just will never be able to thank them properly or long enough.
And you've been working on this for a couple years now, right?
2.5 years.
Yeah.
From the beginning.
All finally coming together, though. It's so cool. It's so great to see the product, you know, to see the book and and see the CDs and know that you've come so far. Now, we've got a couple more minutes. Do you want to mention more about who's going to be at the Rock Against Cancer?
Well,
What's on that flyer thing,
okay,
the big booty?
All right, so now I'm going to do my Mother Goose plug. Mother Goose will be appearing.
Okay, you have to do it in Mother Goose's voice. Though,
oh, right. Mother Goose will, first of all, be at Rock Against Cancer, and that's bringing the healing power of music to children battling cancer here locally at Duke and UNC Hospital here in Chapel Hill. That's what the fundraiser is for.
Right.
For people like Mother Goose to go into the hospital and play music and teach content information or things like I feel better with music.
Right.
Or music therapists. A lot of that will be going on. And so there, that's going to be Saturday, September 8th. From 4 till 9:30, Mother Goose will be on from 4 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be on the green on Chapel Hill, Southern Village.
Sounds
in the
good.
Market Square. Now, that will be lovely, lovely. There will also be, it'll be Mother Goose and Friends and Your Mama's Big Fat Booty Band. and
that sounds like a fitting combo.
And Roman Bus Kendall. And John Silver.
Oh, great. And now you said you have a couple more things,
two
right?
Two more. The very next day, September 9th, will be Arts in the Meadow at Meadowmont.
Oh, okay.
Mother Goose will be on it from 4:15 to 5:15. And right after that, in October, is Shikori Hills.
Oh, that's right. That's coming up.
The Grassroots Festival. And Mother Goose will be there Saturday. I think that's October 14th through the 17th, or right about in that area.
Well, that sounds great. And thank you for coming tonight, Mother Goose.
Why, thank you, my darling.
Lulu, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, everybody have a good weekend. If you have any arts news, send it to Jackie@Carborough.com. Have a good weekend.
WCOM welcomes the support of the Carborough Citizen, a sustainable newspaper in a sustainable community. Carborough's own weekly community newspaper offers stories, news, and more about what matters to the people of Carborough. Free copies are available at local businesses and locations throughout town.
From Chicle, the Chapel Hill Institute for Cultural and Language Education. Twice a month on Sundays at 5, Chicle has events that are free to everyone. We also teach Spanish, French, and many other languages to translations and provide interpreters. Our website is chi-cle.com. 933-0398. Hablamos Español. And listen to WCOM.
You're tuned to 103.5 FM. WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carborough. Están escuchando a 103.FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carborough. Thanks for listening to our station.